There's nothing like chilling with my girls. Just me and my divas taking over the world.
What's up, loves? It's your girl. So this video is going to be some curly hair. And if you don't see, I am rocking some bright colors. I know it's the fall, but you know what? It's always sunny out here in Arizona. So, and I love bright t-shirts. You guys know I love t-shirts, all kind of t-shirts. And I had to get this one, $5 at Wally World, you know, Walmart. My Little Pony, the last one. So you know what's meant for me. Let's get on to this hair tutorial. This wig that I'm going to be showing you guys today is by Wig Encounters. I actually did a wig video for them like some months ago, and it was also like some curly type of like hair, though I think I curled the most of it, but it was jet black, which was not a first for me, but some like a semi first, because I don't really do jet black hair. Like, I don't know, I think like 1B sometimes starts to trickle off as like a jet black to me. It all depends on the, you know, the hair, it just all depends. Wig Encounters, it comes in this little black box, you know what I'm saying? Nothing really like too fancy. You do have like your plastic inside. There's a brush. There is a brush inside. Just a plastic paddle brush, you know. It also comes with these fishnet wig caps, which I like the most because your hair can actually breathe a million times better. So the hair that I'm about to show you guys is an Indian Remy hair, and it's 16 inches, and it is a glueless full lace wig, and the front is 130% density and the back is 150. So there's baby hairs around the perimeter, and it's actually a pre-plucked hairline, which is great, and it is Swiss lace material, soft, it says, yet durable, a curly unit. And I always tell you guys, before you even wear any curly hair, like, I know a lot of people when they get their wigs, they just gotta take them out the box and put them on. That's great, you know what I'm saying? If that's what you want to do, that's cool. Sometimes I do that too, depending on the hair texture. But if it's curly, I definitely don't do that, because the hair texture changes in a whole, it looks totally different. So when I first got it, it was like these really tight curls, factory type of curls, and when you wash it, it turns out to be something much prettier. Like, I mean, it may not look too bad when you first get it, but the curls are really stiff, so I would highly suggest washing it. I always put it on like my mannequin heads, and then I just co-wash it, and I leave them to air dry on that mannequin head overnight. So like I said, it is a glueless full lace wig, and it has three combs in the front right here by the perimeter, and it also has a comb and an adjustable strap in the nape, and then there is a middle stretch right here. But the cool thing about a full lace wig, you can actually part this unit wherever you want, and it'll just look like scalp, okay? So that's the one thing that I like about full lace wigs. If I had to choose between glueless full lace, lace front, or 360, well, I would probably choose like a glueless full lace, because if I wanted to do like a part somewhere else, then I'd definitely do that. I'm not like a huge fan of like the 360s, because they kind of remind me of, you know, like a lace front with just lace on the side, and I don't really put my hair up in a high bun or ponytail like that too often. So I would definitely just go with the full lace wigs. The only thing about this one is I did not sew any elastic in it, but that's okay. They did not provide any, and that's okay as well, because you can always go to Walmart and pick that up. They're really cheap. It's like under a buck. So it does have baby hairs on the perimeter, and it still has the lace to it. So also, like I tell you guys all the time, make sure you get some scissors. Some small scissors is always best. That way you can remove the lace off of your wig. So that's what I'm going to do right now. And in case you guys are wondering, why do I have this like this? Well, I actually washed it and dried it like this because I wanted to just try like putting two braids right here in the middle, try to give it like a different look. So we're going to go for that today. We're going to see how that rocked out. So let's begin, you guys. All right, you guys, let's get into this. The first thing that I'm going to use here is my MAC Fix Plus or Fix Fluid or something like that, Fresh Powder. I'm just going to use that with a brush on the inside of the cap because I didn't bleach the knots, and I really don't want to do all that bleaching of the knots. So I'll just take the easy route out and just take me some pressed powder and pretend like it's scalp. Plus, I also put on a great wig cap and my wig grip band. You want to make sure to put your wig grip band, if you have one, kind of further to the back, because if you don't, it's going to make your wig kind of like lump up. It won't lay as flat in the front. So that's just one of the tricks of the trade. Now I'm going to take this baby wipe and wipe off that makeup that I already had on my face, because I'm going to take one of my favorite hair gels, which is the Gorilla Snot Gel, and I'm going to use that just to kind of like adhere my lace unit. I don't like to use the Got To Be because it just flakes up, and trust and believe, I have both black and yellow and they both flake up and leave you with that white residue, so I prefer not. The Gorilla Snot Gel works just as well. It is very strong, and like I said, it in many videos, it's one of my favorites. It does not flake up. I also use the Gorilla Snot Gel and the red and blue bottle. They kind of have the same strength, if you ask me. So I went ahead and let the gel get a little tacky before I started pressing down on this unit. And I'm just going to use the back of a rat tail comb just to leave my fingers out of this. Because sometimes when you put your fingers all over it, the wig slides around, or it gets sticky, or your fingers get sticky, and then it sticks to the wig, and it's like all of this, oh, just like this huge big task. So I'm loving the baby hairs that's on this unit. They're really nice, but you know what, they're a little bit long for your girl. Like, I don't really like all those baby hairs, so I'm just gonna cut off a little bit. As you guys see, I am using a small pair of curved scissors. I've had these scissors for about 8 years. You can definitely pick them up from Walmart, one of my favorite stores in the whole wide world. Now I want to take some of that Gorilla Snot Gel, and I should have used my mousse, but honestly I really didn't want to, being that it was from the Dollar Tree and I've already had issues with that mousse. So I'm just going to use this gel and kind of like play with the hairs and kind of like curve them into the wig, as well as onto my scalp or to my face or to my head. I just want the wig to lay as flat as possible, but I also want it to look as natural as possible. So yeah, you guys, the wig fits nice. It is a kind of more less like a natural look. You have to really play with the wigs and customize them and make them yours. That's what everybody has their own techniques, everybody has their own way of doing things. I know back in the day when full lace wigs first came out, they were just full lace. There weren't any elastic in, and we used to do all kind of things back then in the days. I do have like this older video on my channel where I did the stocking cap thing, and I used actual mastic pea glue adhere and all that good stuff, and it really does work. So I'm thinking maybe I'll give that a try again and just go back to my old roots from back in the gap. So now it's time to corn roll this little puppy on up. I just wanted to show you guys the options of wearing a full lace wig. Now for one, I don't really think that I would wear my own natural hair like this. Maybe or maybe not. It would have to probably be styled different ways, but you know, I'm really not a corn roll type of girl. But like I said, it's a full lace wig. You can do many different things to it. You can part it anywhere. You can braid it anywhere. There are so many options to wearing a full lace wig that, listen, girls, it's endless, you know? And the best thing about it is that they're glueless. So now you really don't have to do too much like we used to do back in the day. You have the options of combs. You can sew an elastic band in it. You know what I mean? All that good stuff. But the most important part to any wig is just customizing it to your liking, making yourself feel comfortable in, and you know, rocking that, just rock it out. So like I was saying, the hair is super soft. It's 16 inches and it really looks longer than that, but I like the density of it. As you guys can see, it looks really natural once I braided it up and, you know, gave myself like that curly bohemian type look here. But I think it's really acceptable and very, very natural looking as well. Alright guys, so this video was basically to show you where you can, or what you can do with a full lace wig. So like I was saying, you guys, you can part it anywhere you want. You can put some cornrows in it, some twists, some ponytails, some buns, whatever you want to do. You can do a lot with a glueless full lace wig. That's my like number one preference. And then it would just be like a lace front, because sometimes I don't really do all of that stuff to it. I will say that some of the knots in this do need to be like constructed a little bit better, because some of them were a little close, but for the most part the hair is like really soft, and I'm pretty sure like if it was just do wand curls in it, it would just get like really curly and just like more or less like a very full kind of like texture. And that was what I was going to do initially, until I said, well, you know something, I'm just going to try to put some braids in it and see how it will look. And it actually looks really well. The hairline is really decent looking, as you guys can see. I did play around with some of the baby hairs in it and just like gel some of them down. I've always wanted to say glue, but it's actually really gel. And I think, like, really before you even start, make sure that your hairline is clean. So that's the reason why I wipe some of my makeup off, so that way the gel doesn't get mixed with the makeup foundation and just becomes like a really nasty residue mess. So I definitely make sure that my hairline, like some of my forehead, is clean, because you can always go back and just touch your makeup up, no big deal. But wig counters, they have like a nice selection of wigs. They're more on the affordable side if you're on a budget and you're looking for something that's like cute, friendly, budget friendly, you know what I'm saying? Very acceptable hair. Like I said, this is the second time that I've ever did a review for them. But for the most part, first one was a lace front. It was jet black. And I think like this one was a lot better than the first one because of the improvements with their hairline, which is great, because I always like feel like, you know something? Improve, honeys, improve. But the one thing that I do suggest, like with any wig company, we really don't need those middle combs right here, because it just makes it so hard to put the wig on. So I always end up removing them. But so I would just suggest, like, you know, sometimes just put in two right here, one on each side, and maybe like one on each side of the nape in the back. That way you have the four, but without the middle one right here. That's just my suggestion. And also just to improve on the knots a little bit. But for the most part, the pre-tweezed hairline was really great, or the pre-plucked hairline was really great. It is more or less like very non-noticeable if that's the look that you're going for. The hair length, like I said, is 16 inches. The hair is very soft, so you can definitely flat iron it or change the curl pattern if you want to. But for 130% density in the front and 150 in the back, I think this is pretty decent. Like I said, it's a flueless full lace wig. You can just do whatever you want with it. And I'm gonna just take these out real quick. We're gonna see how it looks without the braids, like, you know, like the norm. Like, this hair is very soft. And you know what I like about it, you know, when you have curly hair, sometimes when you finger comb it too much, it just gets kind of like really too wild and over manageable, and it starts looking dry. This doesn't look like that. It just gets really big and it still looks really pretty. So I definitely would suggest checking this one out. And as I stated, there are more on the affordable side. So yes, you guys, check out Wig Encounters. I'll post everything down below for you girls. And as always, make sure you rate, comment, and subscribe, and thumbs this video up, because you love me so much. And on that note, yes, I'm loving this little My Little Pony shirt from Walmart. If you guys love Walmart, hashtag Walmart down below, and I will see you in a soon to come video.